The musician Freddie Redd has died at age 92. He was a talented jazz piano player and composer, but his best-known work was actually panned at first.
It was for an experimental play about drug addicts called The Connection. Freddie Redd wrote the score and performed it on stage with a band. The play premiered off-Broadway in 1959. The New York Times called it a farrago of dirt. But then a rave review in the Village Voice turned the tide. It won Obie Awards, it had a film adaptation, and The Connection is now seen as a landmark of American theater.
Redd grew up in New York City, where he taught himself the piano.
I'd find something I like and I'd sit and pick it out until I could, you know, or have somebody show me, you know. Like we used to, a lot of piano players around New York, we used to show each other things.
Speaking to NPR host Marianne McPartland, he said he didn't become seriously interested in music until he joined the Army.
Somebody said to me one day, a friend of mine, supply sergeant, he called up, he said, Freddie Redd, he said, come here. He said, tell this guy is trying to tell me there's nothing happening with this record. And it was Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie playing Sure Enough, and it just wiped me out. From that moment on, you know, I knew what I was going to do.
Freddie was, completely of the bebop era.
Brad Lindy is a saxophonist and bandleader in Washington, D.C. He remembers when he first stumbled upon a cassette of the music from The Connection.
You know, he had, a very clear touch like Sonny Clark. He had the lines like Bud Powell and, you know, the dissonance from Thelonious Monk, all the people he came up with.
Redd did not record quite as much as his jazz peers, but when he lived in Maryland and Virginia, he and Lindy made a few albums together. Two of them just came out in February.
Throughout his life, Freddie Redd lived in many places, Baltimore, San Francisco, Sweden. Lindy said he moved pretty suddenly to New York City one day.
Freddie always would say that, you know, when he feels like it's time to be somewhere else, he goes somewhere else.
Freddie Redd was 92 years old when he died on Wednesday.